Yael, ever wonder what makes the gasoline you put in your car different from diesel fuel or jet fuel?
Not really, Don, but I'm pumped to find out.
No. Well, the crude oil or petroleum that's pumped out of the ground contains, among other things, molecules known as hydrocarbons. These molecules contain nothing but hydrogen and carbon atoms, and the carbon atoms in these molecules are linked together in chains of different lengths and shapes, which give them different properties. For example, methane, which contains only one carbon, is a gas at room temperature, while the gasoline you put in your car contains 8 carbon atoms.
Octane, I get it.
Is liquid at room temperature.
So, let me guess. The difference between diesel and gasoline has to do with the average length and shape of the carbon chains each contains. Am I slick or what?
That's right. Because its components contain more carbons, diesel fuel provides more energy than gasoline and is more efficient. On the downside, diesel's longer carbon chains are more likely to form branches or rings, which don't tend to burn completely. That's why diesel smells and is considered dirtier than gasoline.
So what do airplanes use?
Airplanes use kerosene, which falls between gasoline and diesel in terms of the average length of its carbon chains. Kerosene is good for jets because it has a low freezing temperature, which comes in handy at high altitudes, and because it burns cleanly.
Well, Don, that was a gas.
Ugh, Yael, that stinks.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.